T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so welcome to the show. So we heard from, never know when the orchestra is going to strike itself up. I have no control over those fellows. All right, so if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. My voice is starting to falter, so I am definitely inviting your telephone calls. If you are on the, if you're on the picket line, I want to know what's going through your mind, all right? If you're in healthcare in general, I want to know what's going on in your mind. Maybe you were in healthcare, but you left healthcare. I want to talk to you. Maybe you've been a patient in a hospital and you have a horror story. I want to hear it. Just don't name the hospital because I got to dump you and hang up on you. And I don't like doing that. I really don't. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I should have brought the hot toddy. Mistake number one. Here is Amanda in Buffalo. Amanda, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm a nurse at Mercy Hospital on the picket line.
Oh, talk to us.
So it's just really disheartening because I know a lot of people are saying that we're abandoning our patients, but let me tell you, we need to do this for our patients. Our patients are, with a 1-to-8 ratio, 2 times more than what is the standard of care, is just very unacceptable. People are being left in urine because we just can't get to them. We're using socks as washcloths because we can't even get washcloths. We don't even have insulin syringes to give our insulin. So we are doing this for the community.
Okay. Now, first of all, did you happen to hear what the CEO of your business, of your nonprofit had to say?
I don't even want to listen to him.
Okay, basically what he said was, you ever see The Godfather? How did things ever get to this point? I don't know.
It got to this point because of him.
Why him?
Because he lies. He makes $1.4 million and literally at the beginning of this wanted to give us a 1% raise. That is pennies. That is, and then plus add on top of that a high deductible insurance plan. We're actually losing money. We are your heroes. And last year, we only got a 0.5% raise through the COVID pandemic.
Did you pick up bonus pay, overtime, anything like that?
I did because we were that short and I needed to help the people. I was a COVID unit for 6 months.
Oy.
And the amount of people that I have held hands that died. Not once did I see my CEO of the hospital. Not once did I see my vice president of nursing. Not once did I get a thank you.
Well, I mean, somebody told me a long time ago, and I'm not trying to be, you know, mean or anything, but somebody told me a long time ago that your thank you at work comes usually twice a month. Sometimes at the end of the month, it's called a paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we all like an encouraging word. I do, you do,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I remember as a very young man saying, well, geez, nobody ever says thank you. And somebody held up the paycheck and said, this is called thank you in the real world, Tom.
Yeah.
Amanda, would you hold on, because I want you to take us behind the scenes and I want you to address specifically when we come back in greater detail this idea that you are helping the community and not hurting the community. Can you do that?
Yes.
Because I want to hear what you have to say, because I've got a great look, I am pro-union, all right? And I've got a great respect for what you personally do. And I'm just trying to sort out exactly what's going on. It's all about getting information out there to folks. So I'm going to put you on hold. We can call you back maybe if you want or whatever. But 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN is toll free. I want to hear from healthcare heroes. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you people who left healthcare. 20% of the people in healthcare left. Now, I'm presuming that includes people in food service, in laundry service, in maintenance. I have to assume that that, I mean, we're not just talking doctors and nurses here. We're talking about the whole, human infrastructure, the glue that binds a hospital together. And speaking of binding, if you're ever in a situation in a hospital where they've got you on morphine and they give you a certain kind of softener, all I can say is beware the Vesuvius effect. It's very unpleasant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right. It is Bowerly. By the way, the Zodiac story, I put it on Bowerly on Facebook, the Zodiac killer story. And like I said, I love solving mysteries, and I solved a mystery myself, and you're not going to believe what happened. You're not going to believe the results, but I'm looking forward to telling you. It is 437 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, hope that you are doing well. We're talking about the situation with the strike going on. I want to hear from people on the picket line. I want to hear from people in healthcare. How bad is it? I mean, you know, some of these healthcare workers are saying, look, we're so short-staffed. And one of them is Amanda in Buffalo. Let's get back to Amanda. Hey, when did you first notice that that staffing? I mean, first of all, how long have you been in healthcare?
I have been in healthcare for 5.5 years now.
So can you describe, can you pinpoint when things started going downhill?
I would say probably about 2018, 2019.
And why was that, do you think?
I think people are just, I don't know, this is the acuity of bedside care is so fast and so taxing mentally, physically, people just don't want to do it anymore. So they're all leaving in droves.
Now, when you say all, I mean, can we differentiate between the doctors, the nurses, the PAs, the therapists, the food services people, et cetera?
Yes, everyone, even doctors.
So as a nurse, what do you want out of the strike? What do you want out of the deal?
I am fighting. Yes, I'm fighting for myself, but more importantly, I'm fighting for my aides, my dietary workers, my EVS, everybody, because they make less than minimum wage when you can go to Walmart and stock shelves for $5 more an hour. They are the heart of the hospital, and without them, nurses cannot do their job, and they need to be paid appropriately.
What do you, just out of curiosity, what is, in your opinion, a fair annual salary for a nurse doing a 40-hour week?
A nurse?
A registered nurse.
I would say 65 to 70.
And you guys aren't seeing that now?
Well, I am because I put in the time for that. But I'm talking my aides that make $14 an hour.
So you think the aide should make $65,000 a year?
No, I think the aide, I can't go by yearly. I would have to go by hourly. I would say they should be at least up to $20 an hour.
They have to be because given a choice, I mean, it is, if you're out of work right now, this is the best time ever to get a job because you can get a restaurant job doing the most menial task at a restaurant and make $15 an hour.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're working in a hospital environment, who wants to be around all those germs all the time if you can make almost as much or maybe more money doing something where you don't put yourself at risk?
Right. Good statement there. It's because we love what we do and we have compassion for our patients, and there's no place I would rather be. I did the restaurant. I did the retail. I want to be a nurse in that hospital. I want to be back with my family.
Okay, I'm sure you miss Foley catheterization a great deal.
I love doing that.
Oh, I love being the recipient. Now, let's just talk about the argument that I'm hearing from people is, hey, if these selfish nurses really cared about the community, they'd be with the patients now and not on the sidewalk. What do you say to that, and also the argument that this is having a ripple effect on other hospitals and is causing people unimaginable stress and misery?
So what I have to say is that we're almost a 500-bed hospital, and our patient census right now is under 100. So the nurse-to-patient ratio inside with the replacement workers is 1-2. So people are getting, should be getting exceptional care inside, and it's still not happening because we're not inside. When I have 6 patients, I still deliver care that is unimaginable, and I get the job done. So the replacement workers inside are not getting the job done. So it's hard to say, but...
No, I want to hear what you have to say. I want to give you the forum to say what's on your mind, because you know you've got the ability to put us in the picture. I mean, you're a real person. You're not the union spokesman. You're not the corporate spokesman. You're somebody who's in the trenches, and I think your opinion has value.
It's just so disheartening knowing that they're being paid so much, and we are still hearing horror stories about how they're trashing the hospital. They're leaving patients wet all day. People are escaping the hospital through the basement. Like, these things should not be happening. Our nurses would never, ever, ever let that happen, because we care.
Wow. All right, Amanda, I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Listening to me.
Well, that's why I'm here. I want to listen to you guys. Those of you who are on strike with Catholic Health at Mercy, put us in the picture. Those of you in healthcare, put us in the picture. I cannot imagine what the last 19 months have been like. Look, if you don't think I'm sick of talking about COVID, you're really wrong. But I haven't had to deal with COVID patients, just COVID with myself. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever experienced, but the worst thing I ever experienced was when Pasquale Maggiore was hired. That was, everything just went downhill from there. I'm just kidding. He's the best. He's the best. He's the man. He makes the magic happen. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you've ever been in a hospital, without naming the hospital, because you're going to get me jammed up, your hospital horror stories. And as my voice flags, I will use more phone calls. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, I never read, just so you know, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Some guys read it. I never read it. So you're wasting your time if you're trying to get something through to me. You can email me, tom@wben.com, but I just don't read it. It's look, with technology today, I could be replaced with a machine, all right? If it literally could be replaced with a machine, and I'm trying to put off that day as long as possible, and one of the ways I do that is to not read texts. Uh-huh. Let's go to Peggy in Buffalo. Peggy.
Hi there.
Hello, Peggy.
Hi. I hear these nurses on the phone, and I've heard them the past week complaining about Mercy Hospital and, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say the name of it.
No, that's a news story. That's okay.
Oh. Okay. Well, they're complaining that they don't have the supplies and they can't take care of their patients and all this. You know what? Quit. Leave. There's never been a better time to be unemployed than now.
Well,
you go on private duty nurse and make maybe $60, $70 an hour taking care of one single patient and working for a family. You could be a travel nurse and make up around $120 an hour. There's no sense in being loyal to Mercy Hospital. They're not loyal to you.
You know, I've heard that, and I'd like confirmation of that. Is it true that traveling nurses are signing deals for up to $150 an hour?
It's true. It's true.
Wow, that's some serious dough. Okay, so this is interesting advice. You like being a nurse. You like taking care of people. Just do it in a different venue, in a different format.
Absolutely. If you still have that passion that you want to take care of people, do it as a private duty nurse where you're taking care of, like, an elderly person or something like that, and really helping out a family. And that it's still rewarding in itself to do work like that.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, and I'll put that out to people on strike. Have you thought about doing that? Say, look, screw working at a hospital. I don't need this. I can basically be self-employed. Well, why wouldn't you do it? It's kind of like the American dream. I'm curious, what holds you back from, well, I guess, you kind of like being self-employed in some situations. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Michelle in Buffalo. Michelle, hello.
Hi. I've been listening to the, you know, what's going on with the strikes. I just feel for the nurses so much and all the staff. I was in the hospital about a month and a half ago, so very recent. And I lost our baby, and I needed to have, you know, procedure that follows when that happens. And got to the hospital about a half an hour before I was supposed to get a bed, and didn't actually get a bed till 3 hours later. And the nurses, the nurses were so apologetic as soon as I get in. They said immediately it was due to understaffing because they couldn't get some of the patients out of the beds and out of the rooms, you know, the proper checklist that they have to go through to have them exit the hospital. And I was not upset at that point because I understand. And then on top of that, my poor nurse that started the night with me stayed an extra 4 hours because she just cared. And I was going through a hard time. So, and then she proceeded to tell me some other horrible things that were going on in the hospital. I just felt so, so bad for them. Dietary, they were out of everything that, you know, was on the menu when I had a chance to order food. And I wasn't upset, but I can imagine some other people were, and it wasn't their fault.
Yep. Okay. I'm thinking about being in the ER probably, a year ago, because I had a blood pressure situation. And the worst part about the visit, I had to wait longer than 5 hours, I think, to get a bed. But the worst part was I had to be subjected to CBS primetime TV, including the complete interview with Barack Obama. I thought that was cruelty beyond measure. I'd rather be Foley catheterized a million times by somebody with very rough hands.
Yeah, it was just, I just felt so awful because it was like everything that I was supposed to be, I was in there for 3 days total, supposed to be in there for a day and a half, but because things were behind, my catheter was left in about 2 hours past the time that it was supposed to go in because there was a couple emergencies that my two nurses that were with me during those times, they had to take care of, and they kept saying, I'm sorry, I had to put out a fire, and we're understaffed, I'm so sorry. And
this was how long ago?
This is a month and a half ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, everybody is short-staffed. Everybody. Restaurants, trucking companies, I'm sure every one of my sponsors is short-staffed. So it's like America 2020, we're hiring short-staffed.
And it just broke my heart. Like, I know that my nurse, who I sent an amazing gift to, I wish I knew that if she still had a job, that was the other thing. You know, you get to talk to people when they trust you, and I think she maybe trusted me because we were kind of going through an experience together, her being stressed and me going through an awful experience. And she wasn't vaccinated. She told me that. And, it broke my heart.
All right.
Work that she was putting in.
Well, Michelle, first of all, I'm sorry that you went through the loss of a child. I don't have the words, honestly. I'm glad that you had people there to care for your physical and emotional well-being, though.
Yeah, I pray for the nurses that are on the picket line right now, and they are absolutely right that they're fighting for all the other staff that's included in the hospital because, you know, it's just, they do a lot.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to hear from more nurses and more people. I mean, are the nurses being selfish? Are they being irresponsible? Because we get a lot of emails to that effect that they're not doing the right thing by patients. They've got a totally different spin on it. There's a lot of jobs that most of us would not want to do. I mentioned law enforcement earlier with, anybody I know in any police department, they're not happy. This fall, it's Fall Fest in Ellicottville, New York. And all I can say is if you're used to a nice, quiet, peaceful drive to Ellicottville on a Saturday with no traffic at all, it's not like that for Fall Fest. It's a cluster. So give yourself plenty of extra time. I know some guys who play in bands who have played in Fall Fest, and they have barely made it in time for the gig, have had to set up in a big hurry. So if you're going into that maelstrom of humanity, definitely give yourself a lot more time than you thought you needed to get to Ellicottville. Just a little helpful hint from someone who knows. I know things. All right. I will get more calls coming up after the 5 o'clock news. If you want, just to save you guys some time on hold, what you can do as we talk about the whole Mercy Hospital situation, nursing, the healthcare staffing shortage, etc., you can stack them up at about 5 minutes after five, and then we'll be good to go, and you won't have to listen to me drone nearly as much. I mean, I'll still drone. That's what I do, but there's just not nearly as much of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.